Hello, listeners. This is Green Bubble. Today, I want to talk about phrasal verbs. Now, phrasal verbs, if you don't know, is a kind of verb that we use in English very, very frequently, especially in spoken English. So this is very important to know in terms of increasing your vocabulary for spoken English. Now, what is a phrasal verb? Basically, a phrasal verb is a verb, 动词, plus a preposition, 介词. And when you put them together, they don't necessarily mean anything. So what I mean by that is you can't always guess the meaning, so you have to just kind of memorize them. Today, I talked with a Chinese friend of mine, and he said, what is head over, H-E-A-D-O-V-E-R, mean? What does head over mean? Because he said, I know what head means, 头, and over, 在什么上面, but I don't know what they mean together, so can you tell me? And I said, sure. Head over means to go somewhere. So for example, let's head over to McDonald's, or we're going to first head over to the mall. So head over is to go somewhere. Now, I'm going to teach you some more phrasal verbs that will be useful for your everyday communication. Another word we can use with head, 头, is head out, H-E-A-D-O-U-T. Head out just basically means 出门 or to go somewhere, okay? So you're maybe at your house and you want to go somewhere. Say, hey, mom! I'm gonna head out now. I need to meet my friend. Or, I need to go to basketball practice. I'm going to head out now. Some other phrases you can use include drop out and drop in. These are two different meanings. Drop out means to stop. Usually it's to do with classes or school. So, if you drop out of school, you drop out of university, that means you stopped attending university, such as 退学. We can say Bill Gates or Steve Jobs, they were college dropouts. They stopped going to school. Drop in means a visit, but it's unexpected. So, today my friend Tom dropped in and he didn't tell me. Alright, this is it for now. If you have any questions, please feel free to leave a message. Thank you.